The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. There are a lot of things we don't fully appreciate until we lose them. Teeth, hearing, mobility, good eyesight. Sometimes you don't appreciate your parents until you lose them. And sometimes you don't appreciate your health until you lose it. Health is big business today. All sorts of things are used to promote better health. Foods, herbs, vitamins, doctors, exercise, psychotherapy, and so forth. Currently, of course, we're hearing a lot about getting a jab for the RSV. How do Christians approach health? Surely we rely on God and also the gifts that God has given us, medicines, doctors, and so forth. Our text from James chapter 5 speaks powerfully to us about our healing God and how he works. There are at least five ways in which God heals today. First, God has gifted your body with a healing power or process. You cut your finger and the blood will clot and the healing process will begin. You lose a toenail, don't worry, a new toenail grows. You stub your finger, again, God gives healing power to it. You get the flu, and once again, God enables the body to deal with the flu and resist the virus and overcome it. This gift of healing is given to Christians and non-Christians. The second way God heals is through doctors and medicines, or human agency, if you like. God has given them the power to assist in the healing process, and so doctors will remove infected tonsils or diseased appendixes, or scientists produce powerful drugs to help the healing process. I'm sure all of you have seen a doctor sometime in your life and have taken some kind of medication in your life. You do not lack faith in God if you seek the assistance of a doctor or medicines. They are God's good gift. One of our Gospels in the book of Acts was written by a doctor, Dr. Luke. However, doctors and medicines cannot heal everybody. People still die of cancer, heart attacks, strokes, pneumonia, Alzheimer's, and so on. The third way God heals is in answer to prayer, the prayer of faith. As St. James says in our text from his chapter, are any of you ill? You should send for the church elders who will pray for you and rub oil on you in the name of the Lord. This prayer of faith will heal the sick. The Lord will restore you to health, and the sins you have committed will be forgiven. So then, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you will be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has a powerful effect. Elders here are pastors. olive oil is a symbol of healing. It doesn't make our prayers any more powerful. St. James also talks about the forgiveness of sins, because sin is the cause of sickness. But please note, although sin causes sickness, we should not say that if a Christian gets sick, it must be due to some specific and terrible sin. No, Christians are forgiven sinners. It's just that we too live in a fallen world. And so sickness afflicts us as well as non-Christians. Of course, God sometimes uses sickness to refine us, our faith, to wake us up to his presence. As the book of Hebrews says, pay attention when the Lord corrects you, and do not be discouraged when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those whom he loves and chastises every child whom he accepts. At the same time, many people have been healed in answer to prayer. Think of King Hezekiah, for example. He was dying and he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord gave him an extra 15 years of life. Or think of Katie Luther, Martin Luther's wife. She was very, very sick, and Luther prayed to the Lord for her healing, and she was healed. And maybe you or someone you know has been healed from a grave sickness in response to prayer. There are many instances where a person has recovered after doctors gave them no hope of life, and they've yet lived on for many years. And I hope you don't mind me saying this, Eva, but one of those people was David Herman, who used to worship here. When he came down with prostate cancer, the doctors gave him a very limited time to live. But we prayed, and everybody prayed for him, and God gave him many more years of life. Must have been more than 15, was it? Over 15 years, more than Hezekiah, for example. Some Christians, you know, expect God to heal in response to every time they pray. And if God doesn't heal, they get angry with God. And that's what happened when Jim Conway's daughter Rebecca got cancer in her leg. Jim Conway refused to believe that God would not heal his daughter. And he prayed and he fasted and he told his daughter, God is going to heal you so your leg will not have to be amputated. But God seemed to be deaf, because the leg had to be amputated. And Jim Conway got very, very angry with God, and he banged on the hospital walls and said about God, God must have been too busy helping an old lady get a parking place, so he didn't have time to heal my daughter. But it was only after he thought it through that he realized that this was a wrong attitude. And so he said finally, I'm not going to ask God why he did not heal Becky's. I'm not going to ask God why my prayer was not answered. But all I'm going to say is that God knows what he is doing, and I submit myself to his will. And he said then finally, it's either despair or it's God. And our family has chosen to hang on to God. So if you pray for healing and there is no healing, do not despair. Do not say prayer is powerless. It's not. But God, in his wisdom, hasn't always given us the answer we like. And that's why when healing is involved, we say, Lord, according to your will, not mine. The fourth way God heals is through the gifts of healing. Here we have to distinguish between the gift, singular, of healing and the gifts of healing, plural. The gift of healing is when a person is given by God the ability to heal anybody who comes to them. I don't know of anybody who has this gift of healing. On the other hand, the gifts of healing is when God gifts a person to help somebody in a particular situation. Only those whom God has selected. These gifts are illustrated by Jesus' apostles. Think of Peter and John, who healed the beggar, the lame beggar. They said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I order you to get up and walk." And he did. In those instances, it was not the faith of the lame person that healed him, but the power of God working through their faith and prayer. In the early church, we know that God gave his Holy Spirit of healing to certain Christians. And these Christians were so gifted that they could come to a sick person whom God had chosen beforehand and help them and heal them. Why some are healed and some are not healed is God's mysterious will. We don't know. It's not because God loves some and doesn't love the other. Not at all. Not when it's coming to Christians. It's in God's mysterious will, and all we can do is bow our heads before him and say, "Lord, you know what you are doing, and I submit to you." We have to be careful indeed when we think that if we go to a healing person that we will be healed. I know of some Christians who went to a healing service. They were promised to be healed, but they weren't. And then they were told they were not healed because their faith was not strong enough. But that wasn't the case at all. Their faith was strong. I also know of a woman who came down with a brain tumour, and she was told by one of these so-called healers that she would be healed, but she wasn't. And then they too told her that you're not healed because your faith was not strong enough. What a terrible thing to say to a woman dying of a brain tumour. But thankfully she did not believe them because her faith was strong. Therefore it is important to know what genuine gifts of healing are all about. First, God gives a gift of healing to a person to be used for a special person occasion. The person does not have a blanket gift to heal everybody, but only those singled out by God. Even the Apostle Paul was not able to heal everybody. He wasn't able to heal his co-worker Epaphroditus. Second, God tells the person with the gifts of healing who is to be healed, and that person will be healed. And thus God told Paul that he could heal Eutychus, who had fallen from a third floor to the ground and was killed, and Paul was given the power and authority from God to raise that person to life. Third, the gifts of healing include organic diseases like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, kidney failure, and the like. Fourth, the gifts of healing mean that the person is healed immediately. Much of what we see today is not the gifts of healing. Many of the attempts to heal are failures. There should be none. Many of the healings have to do with coughs and bad backs and the like, and not organic things. Also, many of the healings are partial. They should be complete. And many of the healings are not immediate. And so one woman had crippled legs, and someone said, "Well, did that healer cure your legs?" And she said, "Yes, he did, but my legs don't yet know about it." Sad. But I believe that the gifts of healing are real and genuine. And if they are used as given by God, they are a tremendous blessing. the same time, I believe that most of the amazing healings today are rather given by God through the prayers of his faithful people. The fifth way that God heals is through resurrecting the body and glorifying the body on the last day. Even if you were miraculously healed, the time will come when you will die. Think of Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead. Lazarus had to die again. Complete healing will not come until the resurrection, when this worn-out, diseased and decaying body will be transformed and made glorious like the resurrected body of Jesus. And that is where the healing of the soul comes in. Jesus, the sinless one, took upon himself the sin of us, the sin which causes bodily illness and death. And because Jesus was carrying our sin, he copped God's penalty for sin, which is death. As St. Paul says, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus gave us his goodness, his perfection and holiness. Because of Jesus, we are totally forgiven, for there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so this means that we have eternal life right now. You have eternal life now. You will, in a sense, never die. As Jesus has said in John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Sure, we do die. The body dies, but the soul does not die. And on the last day, the body will be raised to life again. This happens because we are forgiven. Christ's death and resurrection mean life even beyond death. And God has given us his Holy Spirit to guarantee our future life. Sometimes God gives a special sign to somebody who is dying. I'm reminded of a very good friend of mine, Teetree Gully days, John Hine, actually. He was dying of cancer, and he's in the hospital, in the Modbury Hospital, and he looked out of the window, and there, out of the window, he saw this complete rainbow. And John then said, this is God showing me that there is a beautiful life to come in heaven, God preparing him for death. Truly, what a glorious day awaits us. A day when Jesus will raise our body from the dead and make it completely new. A day when Jesus will make our body holy and without sin, no longer gripped by evil. A day when Jesus will take away completely all bodily sickness, disease and pain forever. A day when Jesus will ensure that our body will never ever die again. That we will never ever have to shed a tear again. A day when Jesus will make our body eternal, never to die again. May God help us to get this message out because it is so important. Right now we may not be experiencing the best of health, but if we give up on Jesus, we lose our hope for our eternal future. Health then is a precious gift. Everybody wants to be healthy. But God cares about our body. He gives it healing powers. He gives healing through doctors and medicines. He gives healing in answer to prayer. And he also heals through the gifts of healing. But if you don't get well, don't despair. It's not because God doesn't love you. Jesus has claimed you as his own through his death and resurrection. He has forgiven you all your sins. You are righteous in his sight. You are beloved children of God. So if you are not healed, it's not because your faith was too weak, but rather, or that your prayers were not powerful enough, but rather God is saying, you're going to have to wait until I raise your body from the grave to give you complete healing. Yes, it's only then, isn't it, that we will have perfect health. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.